We will begin as usual with a meditation. As we explore this de unfortunate material, I feel it is very important that we do it not just cognitively, but also experience it in a more inward, meditative kind of way. What we're doing tonight by coming out to this meeting is pretty much identical to what the initiates of the Fraternity of the Inner Light would have done. They would have been busy about their days, and at the end of the day they would have assembled in a small room just like this and sat down together to perform ceremony and meditation to connect to inner realities. So we're going to begin just by doing that. So what I'd like you to do, if you will, is just close your eyes and begin by just imagining yourself sitting here as if you're a member of that inner fraternity. Sitting perhaps in a black, indigo black hooded robe, letting yourself be surrounded by that robe, letting it embrace you, letting it mark the transition into the inner, but letting it embrace your body, so that the experience of the inner is met in an embodied way. Noticing your body's contact with the chair, your feet's contact with the ground. Notice your breath moving your body. And in particular, noticing the central axis of the body up through the spine. Now, as we look at this subject today, which is about psychic self-defense, the nature of evil, I'm going to begin by teaching you a small Kabbalistic ritual. Very simple, but actually incredibly profound and powerful. It's called the Kabbalistic Cross. And in a way, it's concerned with linking up the deeper parts of our being, balancing the opposites inside us. In a sense, you could say it sheaths the sword of light in the chalice of the body and makes the body radiant in so doing. Very simple. You begin by just noticing the central axis of the body following the spine, imagining that going right up into space, right down into the ground, sitting between earth and heaven. And then very slowly, you just bring your hand up and you just touch your forehead and you say the Hebrew word ate, it means thou. I'll just run you through it and then we'll do it in the real in just a moment. Above your head, you visualize or sense the great spiritual source, a great light, a great crystal white light. And then you bring your hand down the body to touch the solar plexus, imagining a pillar of white, crystal white light coming straight through the center of the body down into the earth. And you say the Hebrew word Malkut, which means kingdom. Connect the spiritual source with the kingdom. Then, very slowly, you bring your hand to your right shoulder. You visualize there a sphere of brilliant red light, a sphere of power, of severity. And you say the Vegebura. Vegebura. Then bringing your hand across the body, you visualize another white light following from another bar of white light moving crosswise to the left shoulder, where you visualize a sphere of deep sapphire blue light representing the energy of love and mercy. And you say, Ve Gedula, Ve Gedula. Bringing your hands to heart level, they form the figure of a chalice, the shape of a chalice. And that holds the inner sun at the heart of your being. That brings together the up and the down and the left and the right. The spiritual source of the kingdom, the power and the love. And you say, L'olam Amen, moving your hands apart and letting the inner sun radiate out into the room. Now we'll do it for real. Placing your hand on your forehead. Ade. Bringing your hand down your body to the solar plexus. Malgut. Right shoulder. Vegebura. Vegedula. L'olam Amin. Feel the energy of the Kabbalistic cross and the radiant heart. Feel the conjunction of the sword of light and the chalice of the heart. Feel the linking of the vertical from above to below. Feel the linking of the horizontal from left and right. Feel the opposites held in balance by the power of the inner sun at the heart. Now I'll invite the archangel, the four great archangels, to seal the space around us. In the east, which is your right, to the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, healer of God, bring the breath of the morning into this place. Breathe new life into us. Bring the energy of spring and the vision of new possibilities to us. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. Behind you, to the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, angel who is like unto God, whose face shines like the sun at noon, high priest of heaven, consecrate and bless this place with the power of light and fire. May we be consecrated, and may the place be consecrated. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To your left, in the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, great cleansing intelligence, herald of the divine. Pour the crystal waters upon the throne upon us. Cleanse us, purify us, and make us fertile that new vision may arise within us. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. In front of you, to the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, light of God that shines in darkness, alchemist of heaven, teach us the mysteries of death and resurrection. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Feel the resonance of the sword and the cup in your body. Feel the protection of the archangels around you. Let your energies turn inwards. And as they do, your mind and body is flooded by a brilliant scarlet light. Which, as you immerse yourself in it, folds inwards to become a red corridor with a door at the end marked by a black Celtic cross. And as you walk along this corridor of brilliant red light towards the door with the black cross, there is the sense of approaching an inner sanctuary that is connected with the balancing of unbalanced energies. And as you open the door, you find yourself in an octagonal vaulted room with a circle of chairs around a brilliant altar made of sapphire. It's a strange shape, this altar. One moment it is a cube, next it is a table, the next it is a sphere. It moves through many geometric shapes. But somewhere deep in the heart of it, at its very center of its turning and changing geometries, we see the image of the sword held within the chalice. And we remember the Kabbalistic cross on the chalice of our hearts. We remember the energy of inviting in the height and the depth, the left and the right, and finding new balance in the heart. And as we remember this, we realize that we have a place in this circle of chairs around the altar. And we sit contemplating it, letting ourselves be absorbed into its changing geometry, into the deep blue expanse. And as we look, we are shown the energies of distortion, of unbalance in the world and in ourselves. We may see many images or sense many experiences, or just be shown one or two. As we sit breathing, contemplating, eventually those images settle into one particular situation or one particular pattern that needs attention in this moment. And as that becomes clear, you align yourself with the cross of light, you align yourself with the chalice of the heart. And when you are ready, you draw the situation or pattern, whether inward or outward, towards you, into the crucible of your heart. This might be difficult. It might have to happen very slowly. that whatever the situation, whether inward or outward, you allow yourself to receive it, to contain it. You lean back into the great cross of light, into the spiritual source, into the power of the kingdom, into the power and love of the horizontal axis, and let that hold the inner chalice so that the outer situation changes, softens, dissolves into energy in some way and is then recirculated through the system. This is the deep alchemy of the body, heart and mind. This is the alchemical Kabbalah in action. And as you sit here, become aware that you are part of a great group of people. Who are concerned with the art of balancing and balanced force. Feel the holding of the sanctuary and of the order that have created it. Be held by them. Feel yourself part of a great company who work with unbalanced inner energies by inclusion and absorption. When you are ready, you release the energies, you sit and contemplate the altar for a little while, and then you return, walking along the red corridor, coming back into this room, breathing, finding yourself in your body, letting yourself orientate to the outside world, and sealing the work by performing the Kabbalistic cross once more. Ate Malku Vege bira vege dila leolam amen. And then very slowly, just bring your, open your eyes, open your senses, and just reorientate to being in the outer world.